The end of the 2019-2020 school year is nearly upon. Normally, school districts would use this time to finish any last-minute preparations for graduation or end-of-year grading. But this year, many school leaders are focusing almost exclusively on what it will take to reopen in September. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Summer Steffens, the superintendent of the Churchill County School District, to see how that district is coping with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Superintendent Stevens, thank you so much for joining me. Let's go ahead and jump right in. How has the Churchill County School District handled the transition to distance learning?
Well, you know, we're almost 2 months in, and I would say that I feel like our district is fairly successful at this point in the work. This illuminated for all of our staff and our families the need for spending time building opportunities for kids to develop agency. And for staff to develop more agency. So this is a horrible time. No one would wish this on anyone. It's scary for many reasons, not just because of COVID-19, but it has illuminated for folks this need. And it actually, I believe, will spearhead and spark a movement to really reconsider what learning looks like.
That agency aspect of student learning, it's something that you've touched on throughout the school year, is my understanding. What does that mean for the district?
You know, for a long time, it was a single person in a room with pupils who held a lot of information and knowledge and conveyed it to kids. What we know now is, you know, we hold in our hands every piece of information that exists in the world. And so we wanted to think of multiple pathways to learning. And that's been a message in my time in the district that we've been working on strategically, is how do we create learning environments that allow for kids to have voice and choice in their learning, and that time and location do not dictate your ability to learn. Using distance learning, using a device, absolutely has to enhance and promote and extend learning, not be a replacement for a human figure. And so we're still getting better at how to use our tools to create, to make, to evaluate, to innovate. For us, it did illuminate some areas that we weren't as strong in. It illuminated some levels, you know, that maybe hadn't done some of the same work already. But we had the tools available and in place, which was awesome because we didn't have to scramble around. And people are just getting actually much better over the course of this time, because they can actually spend a little time too with learning how to do some of these things. This is, I think, going to be a very strong component, and it's helping people understand how we can have a really blended environment when we are back in person. Kids can learn on their own. Kids, you know, what's important is we give them the tools and the skills to learn and make sure that they have those. And then people can really pursue their interests and passions. And the adult presence really is facilitator, which helps even grow exponentially people's capacity.
What are you hearing from parents through all of this?
From every experience that I have with parents, be it on Facebook, in emails, talking with them on the phone, almost 100% support of what we're doing. I know that's pretty extreme, but this is an awesome time that we've seen families really just getting down in there and getting to work. And our staff has gotten better over the weeks of providing some more things for kids that's pretty directed, so kids can work on their own. I will say with that, however, we have a lot of families who are stressed. They're stressed because of the situation, because many people have lost their jobs. You know, they're concerned about being able to ensure that their kids have food to eat, and that they're safe, and that mentally and emotionally that they're doing okay.
Superintendent, you're a member of a committee that's looking at what'll take to reopen schools across the state. What would you like to see come out of that group? You know, what needs to be in place before schools reopen?
Thinking about that, right? It's, you know, I don't think anyone's interested in saying you have to open on this date, and you must have this in place, and you can only do it this way. And I think the interest of the state in this work is, what are all of the considerations? Because ultimately, if it was just about how do you get 1,000 people back in one space, you know, that might be all around safety and health. But there's all those other elements about feeding them and transporting them and the learning. So what's important, I think, in the work that, we're doing is that we identify every facet of schooling and that we have flushed through that to have all of the questions the best we can answered, so that we can give some guidance to individual districts to meet the needs of their community. It's like emergency management after the event. It's, we're in recovery and we're trying to build a new plan so that when an event happens, whatever that is, again, we have those, all of those things thought through. So this is a tool that can be used for moving forward for other events and for schools if they have individual crises, you know, to think about what are all those elements? Because we don't, you know, we don't think about that enough down to the, you know, what do you do with the office staff when they can't be at work and they don't want to use their personal cell phone and you didn't budget any money to pay them to get a work phone? So that's what I'm looking forward to, is helping really think through every facet of schooling and learning and then putting in those parameters that help schools make their own choices for their communities.
Summer Stevens is the superintendent of the Churchill County School District. Superintendent, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.